Almost half the population here had a private health insurance policy last year, according to the latest report from the Health Insurance Authority. In its market research published today, the HIA found that despite almost 330 plans being out there on the market, half of those with health insurance are on just one of 27 plans. With us in studio is the CEO of the Health Insurance Authority, Laura Bryan. You're very welcome to the programme. That's quite a staggering figure, isn't it? Hundreds of plans to choose from, but you know, most of us, a majority, are within those 27 or so plans. Why do you think that is?
Good afternoon. Yes, that's correct. One of the reasons we think is because many of the plans that are available in the market today have been around for a very long time, and that over time, the insurers bring out new plans and they actively market them to either people who are taking out health insurance for the first time, people who are getting health insurance from their employer, or people who are switching. So people tend to gravitate probably towards some of those better value plans. We also see some of the older plans tend to be more expensive than the newer plans that are out on the market today.
And one of the things you also find is that older people tend to be on those more expensive plans.
Yes, our numbers show that the over 65s pay on average about 42% more than the under 65s for their health insurance. And that's because they are on more expensive plans. So it's not because they have higher levels of health needs, because everybody pays the same price for the plan. So in some cases, they are choosing plans with higher benefits. But in most cases, it's because they've been on the same plan for 10, 15, 20 years. And those plans have increased in price at a higher rate than some of the newer plans that are on the market. So we would always say to people at all age groups, consider the plan that you're on. And it's highly likely that there is a similar plan with very similar benefits that can be got even from your own insurer at a lower price.
But that's particularly a message from what you say for the over 65.
Correct. Yeah. People are on a plan on average for about 12 to 14 years, and that's particularly true of that older cohort.
What about the expansion in the take up of health insurance? More and more people, I'm presumably, are feeling maybe they've no alternative. They want to get access to the healthcare they feel they may need.
Yeah, so there's many reasons for that. Obviously, you know, sort of there's higher employment in the country today, and so those higher employment numbers in part will feed through into higher levels of health insurance. We've also got an aging population. Those older cohorts also tend to take up health insurance at a higher rate. Our survey does show that, you know, one of the key drivers of people taking out health insurance is the fact that they are concerned about getting access to the public services. And they also tend to view health insurance as a necessity more than a luxury. So it's something that people are willing to hang on to probably for longer than we might think, particularly if they're sort of squeezed in due to inflation in other areas.
And is also the requirement for younger people to, I think, is you have to sign up by, is it 35, or else you'll face a premium as you get older?
Correct. Yeah. If you don't take out health insurance for the first time before you are 35, you are subject to a loading of sort of 2% per year on the price of your health insurance. So we see about 4% of people in the market are actually paying this additional loading because they didn't take out health insurance before they turned 35.
Right, that may be a driver as well in terms of expanding numbers. What about competition? Is there good, healthy competition in the marketplace between the providers?
Well, we have three open market providers in the market today. So Irish Life, VHI and Laya. We would see all three of them actively competing for consumers. They're also actively sort of bringing out new plans. We would probably say it's not a shortage of competition or a shortage of plans that people might not be switching. Our survey results would show that people are nervous about switching. One message I'd have for people today is, you know, you can switch with confidence either to another plan with your own provider or to a different provider. People say to us that they have concerns about waiting periods, and that's one reason why they might not switch, particularly if they have a pre-existing condition. But if you've already had health insurance, you do not need to start again with a waiting period if you have a pre-existing condition. You can switch to a new plan and keep your coverage.
Just one final question. The number of children insured is going down, even though the overall number is increasing.
Yes. Well, one of the things we think might have been a driver of this reduction is that there's no longer any charges in public hospitals for children, for those under 16. That charge was taken away a while ago. So obviously one of the reasons that people might have taken out health insurance on behalf of their children is if they ended up in hospital and were paying those charges. So that's one reason that might have driven that reduction.
All right. Well, there's some very interesting data in that, and perhaps more as well that will emerge in due course. But for the moment, Laura Bryan from the Health Insurance Authority, thank you very much for that.